From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was detained along with more than 8,000 of his supporters on Saturday during nationwide rallies against Vladimir Putin. Riot police beat protesters with truncheons, dragged them along the ground, and threw them into police vans in Moscow in an attempt to disperse a huge crowd that gathered to protest Putin's swearing-in ceremony on Monday. Police grabbed Navalny soon after he showed up at the rally. Tear gas was also briefly used, according to AFP correspondents on the scene. Here's a Navalny supporter. He says Putin has already ruled since 2000, 18 years, and another 6 years. This is 24 years. Is he a monarch or a king? Scuffles also broke out between Navalny's supporters and pro-Kremlin activists who descended into the square in an apparent effort to sabotage the opposition demonstration. The Pentagon is reestablishing a Navy fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as it shifts more resources against Russia. Here's Reuters' Matthew Larotonda.
The U.S. Navy is reinstating a fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as part of a shift placing more resources against Russia. The Navy's second fleet will be responsible for the North Atlantic and based out of Norfolk, Virginia. Eventually, it will hold over 200 staff, although who will command them hasn't been decided yet. Russia's own Navy has recently increased their patrols, although it still possesses fewer ships than it did during the Cold War. And it coincides with a steady buildup of Russian and NATO forces in Eastern Europe to levels not seen for decades.
That was Reuters' Matthew Larotonda reporting, and this is VOA News.